Sophia Minard.
And that right there means baseball at its best.
And now, leading off for your Milwaukee Brewers,
Valley Sports Wisconsin, Sophia Minard.
The baseball season must be starting prime time now. Not that many weeks left. You need a number every day. 7.5. Joining us now is Sophia Minard. This has to have been a spectacularly fun season to this point. Am I right?
Yeah, of course. This is a position that they've never been in at this point in the season with a 7.5 game lead in the division, like you said, and one of the best records in the league. So it's definitely been a lot of fun to watch them put together this season so far.
I'm a little worried about Tommy Boy. I'm wondering if he's going to come back now that they got the new Tommy Boy. It's not as big as Tommy Boy, but what's going to happen to Vogelbach? Or has it been decided?
He's been, returned from his rehab assignment and still on the IL. So I think the plan is most likely to activate him in the next few days or see if they can maybe they'll option him back to AAA and try to get by to September. Rowdy Tellez has been excellent since they acquired him in early July. But he does have a minor league option. So if you have to play the roster management game, that's an option as well.
Is this the biggest series?
Where's Yelly?
He's still back. He's still around. He's not
Yelly though.
No, well, I'll let Sophia address that. I don't have an answer.
Sophia, what's going on here?
I mean, he is playing. He's healthy. He's playing every day. He's actually had a good road trip though. I think you started to see better at bats from him in Chicago. He had a couple of extra base hits in the weekend series against Pittsburgh. So I think he has 7 or 8 hits now on this road trip. We're still missing the power from him, but I think you feel like the ball strike decisions he's making in terms of drawing walks, trying to get more hits now. I think you feel like the power could be close for him because it almost always is.
Yeah, his on base is almost equal to his whole career. It's all those fly balls that seem to be home runs just aren't home runs.
It's kind of like me. He was almost back, not quite. Not quite himself.
Yeah, but I think what he's doing is still really valuable, right? I mean, he's still hitting at the top of the lineup. He's still getting on base. He's an excellent base runner. He's scoring runs. I think most importantly for him and the Brewers is that he's healthy. He's been available every day. And he's been able to manage the back stuff. So I think just having him healthy and available every day is honestly the biggest thing right now.
All right, I'll take that. I'll take that.
How is he handling it?
He's frustrated. He holds himself to as high a standard as anyone, and he expects a lot from himself. And I think, you have to kind of put yourself in his position of this is an elite competitor who experienced, elite performance and performed at the highest level for like 18 months, right? When you think about the second half of 18 and then what he did in 19, he put together an even better season before he fractured his knee. And I think he honestly would have won a second MVP that year had he not been hurt. So you think about, what he knows he's capable of doing, how he can carry a team, how he can perform. And it just hasn't been the same level of production since then. There's a lot of factors involved in that, but I've talked about this a lot. It's not for a lack of effort or trying. He's trying really hard to get back to that point, and he knows that the team is counting on him to be a regular producer and contributor to this team.
Talking with Sophia Minard, early in the year, I was saying, Sophia, did anybody think this team was this good? And I would be just wrong to even present it that way. They've proven for how many games they're a really good baseball team.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think this is probably as complete of a Brewers team as we've seen. I think you've heard it from players who were, on the 2018-19 teams, specifically 18 when they were one game away from the World Series. Josh Hader said it a couple weeks ago. This is the best team that he feels he's been on in his time here. I just think they have all the pieces that it takes to make a deep postseason run of the excellent starting pitching. They're deep. They're versatile. The position players that they have now with the acquisitions they've made, the bullpen, you know, you've got your anchors with Josh Hader and Devin Williams and Brad Boxberger. So I think this is just as complete and deep of a team as what we've seen.
Is there any possible concern about the postseason run? Are there any kind of they could do this better, or maybe this could be a little better going into postseason?
At this point, I think your biggest concern is just getting there healthy, right? I think there's 40 plus games left in the regular season. This is a really long road trip for them that they're wrapping up in St. Louis. They have a 3-game series here before they return home. And I think, the biggest thing for them right now is just getting to the finish line of the regular season healthy. And if you can maintain this lead in the division, that sets you up pretty nice for the last couple weeks of the regular season of, trying to lock up a division title for the first time since 2018. And then also just how you can set up your roster and your rotation looking ahead to the postseason. It's too early for all of that stuff yet. But if you can stay healthy and hold on to this division lead, I think that sets them up really nice for October.
So what are they doing in baseball? Are they load manage? How do you make sure that you go in healthy? Like, anybody's dinged up, you sit them? What's the protocol for baseball?
Yeah, I think, like regular days off, I think that's something that Craig puts a priority on, and that's true for the pitching staff, and that's true for the position players, especially coming off of a 60-game season last year. So I think giving guys regular days off, utilizing the schedule, they've been in essentially a 6-man rotation the whole year. That was tested a little bit with the COVID-19 stuff when they were down 2 starters, but, just really being mindful of the workload and days off and try to keep guys fresh and healthy, and obviously a lot of communication between players, staff, and the medical staff as well, of just how guys are feeling and how they're getting through the season.
They've played over 70% of the season. All right, some clubs talking with Sophia Minard. See if you want to join my club. I don't care if Garcia hits 60 home runs. The MVP of this season is Willy Adames, and it's over. Want to join that club?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I think I would love to see Avi Garcia hit 60 homers. But yeah, I agree. Willy Adames he's definitely just changed this team in the best possible way.
Both playing and otherwise. I also am of the belief, I watch the games to see if there's ever a moment when they show Willy Adames that he's not talking. I don't believe I've ever seen him at any point. He's on the bench. Wherever he is always talking. So as your next story, if you have a chance, Sophia, to fit it in amongst all the other ones you do, say, how long can we ever find Willy Adames not talking to someone? Now, he's always doing something every second of every picture. What do you say about that theory?
That absolutely feels true. He, like you said, he's always talking to his teammates, his coaches, the umpires, opponents, fans, right? It's just, he is just sort of this like never ending well of energy. And it's authentic. It's who he is. He loves to have fun. He's the first one to cheer on a teammate, right? He's just, you sort of marvel at him, right? And there was one point in the season, kind of to Tony's point, he has played every game but 2 since the team acquired him on May 22nd. And this most recent day off that he had on the homestand, he had played 43 consecutive games. And I mean, that's just really remarkable. That's a really long stretch of consecutive games. And then also just to consider, the energy with which he plays every day and what he brings to the team and the production, of course, of what he's doing on the field. You really just kind of marvel at it. And I don't think we should take for granted the fact that he's been so durable and productive really since the team acquired him.
Yeah, that's the other Sophia Minard I want. People ask me, Willy, how are you so happy? I want to be as happy as you are. I want to have as much fun as you seem to be having. He's always happy. He's always having fun. I want him to write a book. What do you think of any of those ideas? He's always happy. He's having so much fun. Have you ever seen him mad?
I have seen him mad. I've seen him mad in games. I've seen him, you know, get frustrated. He's very competitive. He wants to do well. So yeah, I've definitely seen him mad, but more often than not, he's happy and he's having fun.
Yeah, ask him. Just ask him, how are you so happy? If you were happy as a kid, I want you to follow him around and see how you can be so having so much fun and so happy.
There's seven games in first place.
No, I don't think it makes any difference. I think he's been that way every day of his life. I don't know. I could be wrong. That's what I need Sophia to ask.
Seven games in last place, he ain't so happy.
I'm more fascinated with his approach to life and everything than anything else on the team.
We'll see what we can find out.
Sophia will get right on that.
No, she won't. No, it's all right. She's got way other stuff to do. But I know you. I mean, you've seen him, but I don't know how you can't think anything. But wow, that guy's energizer bunny. He's just always talking, always having fun, always maybe loves playing baseball that much. What would you say is the answer to my fascination or wondering about how and why he's so much fun and happy and talking to everybody?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think part of it is it's just who he is. I think that's just his nature. I think he's just a naturally loose, fun loving, energetic kid. He is just 25 years old, so I think there's still some youthful energy there. It does feel like he doesn't really have any bad days. He cares a lot about everyone around him. But I think it's also he's one of those people that embraces playing a kid's game every day, right? I think he genuinely loves being at the field. He loves competing. He loves working. He loves having his teammates be a part of that. So I think it's a combination of all of that because it's authentic. It's real. It's not an act. That's just who he is every day.
And that's a great point. That's also part. He's always engaged in everybody else. I think he knows everything about everybody else. Yes. I want to be him. Right. I want to be him. I want to be Willie Adams.
It would be nice if we could all be like him.
Yeah. So, and I don't know
if
they...
It is a refreshing attitude, you know? It really is.
Yeah, I don't know if they knew that. Did you... they knew he could play at a certain level. And did they say, you won't believe this guy? In terms of just the way he is as a person. Was that brought up at all or not?
Yeah, I first of all, Matt Arnold is very familiar with Willie Adames from his time with Tampa. You know, same with Avi Garcia, having been a former teammate of his. When the team acquired him in the trade in the end of May, you know, I heard from people that work with the Rays, specifically their sideline reporter, who used to be in Green Bay, Trisha Whitaker. And that was all she gushed about, you know, was just the person he was and the energy and just how kind he is and this. And, you know, it's like, I was kind of like, okay, you know, I mean, she was just raving about him and all of it has proven to be true.
All right. Thanks, Sophia. Yes, I used to be fixated on Aaron Rodgers. Now I'm on Willie Adames. Thanks.
See you as well.
Seven and a half games. That's the lead they have. Didn't even get to the Cardinals this big series. I was going to ask about that. But I'm fixated on Willie Adames. So watch the games. See if you can ever see him not talking, regardless of on the field. When he's playing on the field, he's talking to somebody. 24/7. Next.